morning again. It is 11:20, and on May 23rd, 2024, we're reconvening for the administrative portion of our meeting. There's nothing on the consent calendar, so I will turn it over to Victor for the first item in the discussion portion.
Thank you. So I want to say it's been a few months ago. I had brought this to you initially. So it's Vision West North Dakota Planning and Zoning is having a workshop, and it's essentially an association of townships and counties on the western side of the state that are having a workshop about ordinances in general, things to think about. It's not prescriptive. It's more so just some learning opportunity for folks who make those kind of things. They had back then originally asked if we would be willing to participate just to speak to some of the state rules around things within our wheelhouse. At the time, we agreed that we would send someone. We weren't sure who at the time. Now there's kind of an agenda developed for that session, so we need to determine who will go from the commission. Just to kind of give you a little bit of background on the detail of the agenda, so it's July 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Dickinson. The agenda includes things such as data centers, cryptocurrency, so more, I would just kind of refer to it data centers generally, state versus local land use jurisdiction, wind energy facilities, solar energy facilities, and they have other topics as well, but those would be the ones where we would have a potential piece to speak about. Jack and I have been talking about this quite a bit. Jack, I guess I'll let him speak for his views on it.
What are they asking for, Victor? One just presentation, or
It doesn't need to be a presentation. There's the entire thing is, you know, just 4 hours, and we have just a piece of it. So, and it's not one contiguous block. So, I don't envision any presentation. I would largely imagine us just speaking to, here's what the North Dakota law says. Here's, you know, for any couple of them that we've maybe done some interpretations on what this section of law says, maybe touch on those kind of things, but more so just inform them, here's what we do at the state level. So these kind of things maybe aren't worth your time to worry about, because we kind of have, you know, let's say decommissioning for a wind facility largely wrapped up pretty well, and kind of leave it at that. I mean, just more so speak to, here's what our laws and rules do, and what we're considering. Anything that you want to do beyond that, have fun. You know,
I actually did something like this for GNDC yesterday, but it was for like a half hour presentation and a half hour of just question and answer, not for 4 hours.
Yeah.
I don't know that we would have time. I mean, so there's quite a few agenda items. I mean, there's other things that we're not involved in. So overview of North Dakota Planning and Zoning Handbook, role of comprehensive plans, zoning ordinance updates. There's other participation from...
Is there a specific time between that 10 and 2 where they have identified the commission to...
No, I would say just based on how the agenda is oriented, we would probably have a piece at about 11, from 11 to lunchtime, and then from lunchtime until the end, but not, it wouldn't just be exclusively us speaking that whole time, because on data centers, for example, we have a piece, there's a half of it is allocated to questions and answers. I'm trying to figure out who the abbreviation of SH is.
It seems like well, first of all, I think it's really important for us to be engaged in these things. I've done a number of them on siting like this with counties and cities over the years, and it's really, really helpful as they look at developing their own rules and ordinances to know kind of what the lay of the land is.
Yep.
So I think it's great for us to be involved, and would fully support you guys going.
Sure.
And the other thing that's really important about it is I kind of noticed yesterday, sometimes some of these people might be pretty active and they get consulted by the locals on like how siting works. And they contact someone they know who is, let's say, in the oil and gas. past business, and they explain how siting works and writing ordinances and things like that. Well, so then they think that that means that that's how it is with electric power lines and with conversion facilities, but it's not. Or they consult with somebody from their local phone or local electric co-op, and then they think that that everything they were just told that is correct applies to a pipeline. So it is important that we're involved.
True.
Mm-hmm. Is that something there? I mean, Commissioner Crispin, do you want to go? I mean, I think.
Generally, you offer it up to a commissioner to attend first, and if not, then they can delegate it down.
Yep.
I'm sure we'll have an RSC education. We might have an RSC education session that morning, but it would be before that. So I can.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it makes sense as a chair, or it seems like it's largely a siting thing. So I'd be happy to do it too, but I don't need to. And if you want to do it, but I also think that if Jack or Victor were available, it'd probably be good to have them from a technical standpoint, because they might get into some of the more intricate details.
The RSC education session is the Friday prior to that.
Yeah, I'll do it, and you guys see if somebody can free your time up and come with me.
Absolutely.
Yep. I know I'm free. I guess Jack and I work out of here. I don't have a big preference, but.
Sounds good.
Great.
Okay. Then is the OSM letter.
What I'll probably pass this over to Jonathan to give an explanation. He and I have been having discussions on this OSMRE 10-day rule, and he'll give some. Oh, sorry, I apologize. I jumped into the. I had another agenda item with OSMRE. So next, I apologize.
Yeah, so this is just the letter for the program amendments we submitted on November 30th of 2022, and just requesting a expedited review. We've been getting. During the last LEC meeting, they did request that we send a letter to OSM and the congressional delegation, kind of getting an update on the status of these amendments and expediting the review. Because as of, about 2 months ago, a solicitor has not been assigned to review these yet. So,
after a year and a half.
Yeah.
And this letter is the result of that Lignite Energy Council discussion that we had, I think that's a number of months ago.
Yep.
Okay, can you say that one more time, Jonathan?
So these are the two program amendments we submitted to OSM in November 30th of 2022. As of probably about a month ago, to our knowledge, OSM did confirm that a solicitor has not been assigned to review these amendments. So they have to review it before it's approved.
And the amendments were like, this goes all the way back to changing the change in name with DEQ or something.
Correct.
Like that,
the DEQ.
And then a different time period for informal conferences and for that they have to file for their permit renewals earlier, because with our noticing requirements and stuff, it's just about impossible for us to. We've had those problems in the past.
And it also added real property for collateral bonding.
Oh,
and that's the main push, I believe.
Yeah, that's the urgent part of it. Yeah.
In contacting them, why the delay? What do they give?
There's just a lot of program amendments out there from a number of states, and limited amount of solicitors, and I think the IIJA funding has been occupying a lot of their time. Would be my assumption.
It's our impression that our amendments, though, as stated in the letter that we drafted, they're very consistent with the federal laws. And so we feel that this is something that maybe, as opposed to some other states' rules, that can be a little more unique, particularly mm-hmm. they need to review the maybe the impacts in this application, that this if they would put the give as a high priority, mm-hmm. it could be done a lot quicker than staying in the queue. I guess I would view this as to a degree as a low-hanging fruit for a lot of the program amendments. So that's part of what we were requesting when after we finished drafting this up, that although we just want, please get this moving for us.
It feels like we could make it a little more straightforward, the letter. It seems a little hard to get to that point that you just made. Like, these are very basic changes. It shouldn't take two years. And especially if we want the CCs on the bottom to understand what's going on here, I would recommend that we kind of
be more direct.
Be more direct and a little less legal / bureaucratic, you know, and the highlighting all this program amendment, XL Amendment 42 and XL 3, you know, like, let's just start out saying, dear Mr. Barry, 2 years ago we submitted some very simple changes to or program amendments that are languishing in your agency. These are important to our state, and then we can get into the more detailed kind of specifics here of what they are, et cetera. But I think just starting right at the beginning, like, it's like, let's get after this. This is simple, is what I would recommend, especially since if it was coming for you guys, then it would probably have to be more the legalese. But we don't have to be that way. We can be more just like straight to the point.
Sure. We can make those edits.
Are you comfortable with that, Randy?
Well, I want to ask. I mean, yes, I know you can make those edits, but I'd like your opinion of the wisdom of them. Does this cause them to just say, we'll show you. We'll blow it out for another year now.
Well, admittedly, I drafted this. I mean, Jonathan gave me a lot of assistance, too, but I was writing this largely as a lawyer. I'm being completely upfront. But I think I've had discussions with a number of the members from OSMRE in the past, but Jonathan works a little closer with them, so he might have a better idea.
Do you think it hurts us if we get more direct and stern?
I wouldn't think so. You know, they... A lot of them, from what I've heard, they understand the state's issues, and some of it's out of their hands as well, but, you know, someone like David Barry might be able to push things along as well.
Well, then I really like the idea.
I like the directness, because if we're going to engage our senator and representative and they read it, that at the very front, and if they make a phone call or help us out in any way, that first sentence is going to grab them and say, you know, this is some low-hanging fruit or, you know, but just some minor procedural things, but this has great impact.
Sure.
If, you know, we're CCing them, I believe, to get them to help us.
Yeah.
They're so, an important audience. I think being direct, I support that, and I'm glad.
And... I don't know you guys' schedule as far as redrafting it. I know two of us will be in this building tomorrow, and Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday. So maybe coordinate with the other one and so you know what date to put on it.
I don't think we're going to be in the office tomorrow. We'll be working.
We'll be in the building.
No, you're in Wishick or Linton.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow's the Wabbit.
I want you to come with me.
Yes. Correct. So, but as far as putting a date on it, you can find us two next week. So,
when do you want to get it out? Like today yet or tomorrow?
Jack is like.
So, I don't. There's not a deadline for it, but it's just we're trying to get the Solicitor General's who are working on this to essentially reprioritize this. Which,
yeah.
When I've had conversations in the past, they seemed like. There would be an openness to it.
Sure.
When I've had passing discussions. And so if this goes out today, great. If it goes out, quite honestly,
next
Wednesday, it's okay. Not.
I do want to save some of your time today for discussing 1920.
Sure.
So you can just coordinate that with them.
Well, I think we've set a goal next week, and they'll work with us on getting our signature.
Perfect. Yeah, I think early next week would be fine.
if you, yeah, just send the redraft and by email, and you can pull that together quick.
Sure. Okay.
And then you had an addition?
There was one item, and I intended to get it on yesterday afternoon, but I got caught up in a meeting and missed the deadline this morning, too, so that's on me. I thought I had sent out an email, but it was still on my desktop when I looked at it when the time had passed. But I did want to have a discussion about the OSM's 10-day rule. There currently is an outstanding rule that there's been discussion about a number of states litigating it. To get into the details, I'll let Jonathan give an explanation. But we've gone back and forth that over a month, maybe a month and a half, Jonathan.
Yeah, I'd say pretty close to that, yeah.
And at first, we weren't of the impression that this could have a large impact. But after further reflection, that we could see situations where this could have an impact on how we on our program and ultimately in the future in certain situations that may be pretty detrimental to how we operate. And so I provided a motion to the three of you that would delegate authority to the chair, Commissioner Chrisman, to if the final product is good from the other states that are looking to challenge this, that we would recommend that our Attorney General sign on to the litigation as well.
And what's the timing issue of it? Like, why don't we just, after they filed it, then when we have the next meeting, make that decision?
Well, because when they would file it, that's when we would have signed on it and recognize that it isn't us signing it. It would be our Attorney General signing onto it. So we would receive it prior to them filing it, and then we'd have to decide at that point in time and make that recommendation to the Attorney General's and request that he sign on to this because this is of importance to our agency and program.
And how long is a normal turn? Like, how long do they expect to wait for us to decide?
Well, I'll say in the past, working with these, usually the turnaround from being them providing us the final draft to the date of that they plan on filing it is not an extensive turnaround time. Frequently, it's a couple of days to a week. And so that was my. That's why I thought it would be appropriate in this situation to delegate it to the portfolio holder to work with staff to ensure that, first off, that it is reflective of our state's concerns, and second, if it is, to go ahead and make that recommendation.
I will just say, if you delegate it to me, I have a hard time imagining that I'm going to come to a different conclusion from Jonathan and Jack. I just can't imagine the scenario other than I'm going to follow their recommendation. Yeah. So
I'm good with it.
I'm good. Do you want me to make the motion? Do we need?
Yep. Motion would be good.
I move the commission delegate authority to Randy Chrisman to determine whether to recommend North Dakota join Indiana, West Virginia, and Wyoming in challenging the Office of Surface Mining's final 10-day notice rule.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, then to scheduling. Number
Chairman,
one.
Chairman, just real quick, I just have a quick announcement, just more so relative to discussion. Just before the meeting, I became aware supposedly there's some storms that are supposed to be coming through tonight and possibly tomorrow morning. We're checking out as much as we can to make sure that doesn't impact our travel tomorrow morning. If anything changes, I will reach out to you guys, but I just wanted to give you a heads up. We're kind of trying to run this down, what kind of certainty we have, because I hate to miss a hearing date that we have scheduled, particularly for this case. So just wanted to give you a heads up on that. I have no certainty of anything yet, but.
So we might have to get ready at 3 o'clock in the morning and have Chris drive us?
I was just going to ask, do we have plan A and will we do a plan B?
Well, I guess we would have to make that plan B. Like, basically, we'd have to get the vehicle to, like, today and make a call whether we're getting up at 3 a.m. to drive to Wahpeton or driving tonight. So,
understandable.
Like I said, I just found out about it before the meeting, so I have Jerry reaching out to the pilots to see what they know at this point. So we'll try to get a better picture as the day goes on, but just wanted to give you a heads up that there's a flag went up and we're trying to run it down. So
it's always something.
It is.
It's just like ranching. You never know what the weather's going to bring.
I have a nice travel pillow.
Okay, thanks for pointing that out. Then, number one on scheduling, Steve.
Actually, those were put on the agenda at the request of the chair.
That's you, Randy.
I thought there was a different one for the commission meeting.
July 10th. Oh, yeah, I remember now. Okay. So, I also had this calendar printed out for you for perspective. Last meeting, I asked about changing our July 10th meeting to the 8th because I have a conflict that I would like to do up in Minot on the 10th. And one or both of you had conflicts on the 8th. If anything has changed there, then that would solve this. If not, if you look back at this calendar, the reason I wanted to just make it clear, when we meet on the 10th, it's 2 weeks till our next meeting, but it was 3 weeks from our previous meeting. So one way or the other, we're going to have a 2-week and a 3-week gap. We could also, if the 8th continues to not work, I'm wondering if we could move it back then to the previous week and go on the 3rd on if we wanted to do a Wednesday again, or if there's travel plans regarding Independence Day or something, move it back to the 2nd or even the 1st. So I lay those out as possibilities to see how one of those might work for you guys.
Well, I'll let Julie go first because I think my schedule's more open. Julie, any of those dates work?
Can you, I'm sorry, restate them?
July 8th. Start with July 8th. Has anything changed there for you? Are you open on July 8th?
I think you had a family thing.
Yes, that'll be over. That'll be over by the 7th, so I could do the 8th.
Okay. And it works for you?
Yeah. My.
Well, what about the NARUC Summer Policy Summit? Oh, no, that's the following
week. That's the next
week. Okay. So you want to just move it to the 8th then? Oh, but staff doesn't really like Monday meetings very well, right? That messes it up. Would the 3rd be better? Does that work and stay on a Wednesday or the 2nd? What about the 2nd? I mean, any of them would work for me. I'm just trying to make it. I just so appreciate if we can get out
if
of the 10th.
If we have sufficient lead time to plan it, the Monday will work.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do the 8th.
Okay. And that will be the meeting as well as the informal. I don't know if we have an informal schedule. But
no. Nothing's using that blog at this time.
So are we doing anything about the 5th?
Well, yes, let's skip to that one, as long as you have these calendars out. Might I propose, we do not have an informal scheduled yet. No, we do, and it's at 1:30. Victor checked with that company, that's another one of these
Lifeline
ones. They would be fine with moving back to like 3 o'clock. So how about if we move that to 3 and schedule their commission meeting for 1?
Oh, perfect. On the 5th?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Does that work for both of you?
Yep.
And Victor, you will notify that company.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, and then the budget meeting, Steve. Jill. We finally got some information back that we've been waiting for.
Yes, so we can do a couple things. We should schedule a budget meeting to just go over where we're at for this current biennium. Mm-hmm. We can also set a game plan going forward for how we want to handle, you know, the governor's budget guidelines and how we want that process to work. And also we'll need to discuss basically the compensation recommendations that the legislature set forward for year 2. So I'm looking at a meeting probably the 3rd or 4th week of June. It looks like the 3rd week of June is probably booked. But I think if you, on the 19th, there's a commission meeting in the morning, and I don't believe there's anything in the informal spot yet. So if we'd like to use that time frame, we could have a meeting. Mm-hmm. On that day, if that will work.
That one works for me.
I'm good.
Yep. Okay. Oh. And then as soon as I have...
Yeah, just go with it. Go with it. I might be taking Sam out to school for a thing that week, but I'll call in if it doesn't work. And I don't know yet. I haven't looked that far ahead.
Okay. And as soon as I get... the report's finalized. I'll get those to you. Just for informational purposes, typically when I put the budget numbers and submit them to OMB to run reports off of, I do them based on the appropriation the legislature gave us, and then they're in the system, and we just run reports every month, and we're off and running and good to go. With the creation of, like, the new and vacant FTE pool, with the equity funding that the legislature allocated to state agencies, there's been a lot of additional appropriation changes to state agency budgets as we're going along that we don't typically see. So, like I said, usually we just set the budget and we're fine. This biennium, we've had 8 different changes to our appropriation line that then I have to make adjustments and resubmit them to OMB so they can re-upload them. The process runs overnight. Then I have to run reports. So it's kind of like that old computer, like, loading very slowly and the bar just keeps jumping. So we're at about like 85%. So we're slowly loading to having all of the reports and the numbers we need. But as soon as I have those done, like I said, it's just a process of you run reports, you hit a point, your appropriation changes. So then you have to resubmit and incorporate all those changes into the budget, rerun some more reports. So it's just a little more of a process this biennium than we've typically seen. But as soon as those are out, I'll get those to you in advance of the meeting, so you have those to look at.
Okay. So when we look at compensation, I mean, I'm sure there will be kind of an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
We look at that based on the guidelines that the proposal that was passed. Do we look at that in review with reviews or...
there are some conceptual things that we'll talk about before
okay.
we get to that point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have some decision points before we get to that point.
Have all the evals been done?
They're
in process.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So we look forward to receiving an email from you.
All the directors already have theirs. So.
Anything else on scheduling?
How much time are you
looking at, Jill, for that? Are we going to schedule it from like 1 to 3, or what are you looking at?
I think if the informal is scheduled to start at 1:30, yeah, we'd probably go to 3. 1:30? I'd say 90 minutes, yeah.
1:30, yeah. There's a lot to cover.
There's right. a lot to cover. Do we want to... I think we should try and hold our schedules open a little longer than that.
All right.
Because we're going to start getting into, okay, now what are we going to do compensation-wise and stuff?
It's why don't you just block the...
Block
the
afternoon.
Okay.
Can always quit early.
Right.
Perfect.
And there's a lot of sporting things this time around, so.
Yeah.
We can handle it. Jill's on.
Did either of you have any scheduling things beyond this?
Nope.
Okay, we are adjourned.